town of Pripyat stands as a stark reminder of the danger inherent in nuclear power. 43,000 people lived here before the Soviet Union ordered a complete evacuation after the accident in 1986.
The destruction that Japan had to endure from the earthquake and the tsunami, but no one knew at the time the growing threat, which today continues to only get worse. That was the tsunami that took out the cooling system at Fukushima that basically caused the meltdown of three reactors.
Three Mile Island was spared the horror of Chernobyl. The great cooling towers of Unit 2 still rise to the sky. But the unit has never again produced electricity.
Yes, this is atomic energy at work. Not as a force for evil, but as a force for good.
Just think of all the things that could be done.
Nearly 300 tons of radioactive water is dumped into the Pacific Ocean each and every day. The radiation levels, in fact, inside are now the highest level since 2011. Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, which is in charge of this area, reports that radiation level has reached 530 sieverts per hour. According to scientists, that's unimaginable radiation levels.
Increasingly powerful reactors, like those at Three Mile Island, were scaled up quickly, with regulators telling the public that nuclear power's safety was assured.
The plant is operated by highly trained people who are assisted in their efforts by the most sophisticated technologies available.
They say it will take at least $300 billion and four decades to finally fix this area. It's the worst since the 1986 Chernobyl disaster.
Yes, this is atomic energy at work.
Inside the walls of that damaged nuclear plant, a very brave team of workers is fighting to prevent a full-scale nuclear meltdown.
Just think of all the things that could be done.
A full-scale nuclear meltdown. Full-scale nuclear meltdown.
There's still radiation being detected off the coast of California and Oregon. Now, it's very small, but the worry is with 300 tons of radioactive water going in every day to the Pacific, what is that doing to the Pacific Ocean?
That's what they're dealing with. Radiation four times the level that causes cancer.
This is atomic energy at work.
A robot was sent in. It only lasted an hour before radiation took it out, basically ruined it. It found a 6-foot gaping hole inside that somehow has to be patched.
Authorities in Japan are set to release water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the sea, despite reports that the water is still highly radioactive after many attempts to decontaminate it.
Some of the statistics are really frightening. No one will ever farm within probably a 100-mile radius of that place for decades, perhaps 100 years. If you have to doubt that attention must be paid to these things, just look at some of the incidents and statistics from Chernobyl.
If you were not ready, did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard, or throw you against a tree or a wall. It is such a big explosion, it can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town. But if you duck and cover, like Bert, you will be much safer.
Yes, this is atomic energy at work. Not as a force for evil, but as a force for good.
Just think of all the things that could be done. Just think of all the things that could be done.